Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The Lord could have led them right into the promised land, but he know they'd have messed up the promised land. They were messed up, and God had to get some mess up out of them. Sometimes when we come out of the world, you know, we may have been successful in the world, or we may not have been successful, but there are ways of the world you have to unlearn. I like what God says, let the greatest among you be as the least. Some of us, you know, what's important, some of us get in positions of authority or positions of, you know, influence in the church, and then we act a fool. You know, we want to push our weight around like you did in the world. Well, it's not like that. You will run more people off than you draw. Say amen real loud. We're talking about true kingdom rulers. Alexander conquered the world through violence, through power, through, you know, force. Jesus conquered it through love. And this is what we must understand. This is the true way of rulership, kingdom way. If we want kingdom results, we must appropriate kingdom laws, not the laws of the world. Some that are first, some that are first will be last. Some that are last will be first. Amen. Let the greatest among you be as he that serves all. A lot of people don't want to serve. They just want to come and be fed, get fat and sassy. And don't want to serve at all. You see them when the light turns on, they're gone when the light turns off. Just want to come and eat, just like to eat. Well, you need to appropriate that eating. All run some of that weight off in the spirit realm and serve God. God didn't anoint you to just sit at home in your glass house and just, you know, eat. He anointed you not just for yourself. That anointing is not even really for you. That's a gift from God. That's for someone else. That belongs to God, and he wants you to use it. You are anointed first to break the yokes off yourself and then to help other people, draw other people. The anointing will destroy yokes. So let's get that in mind. The ways of the kingdom, as the Lord said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as heaven is from earth are my ways from your ways. So let's establish that in the beginning, so that when you do get to the place where God wants to put you, you can stay there and you're not killing everybody with your fleshly self. Amen? See, that which is of the flesh is flesh. That which is of the spirit is spirit. One reason why some don't like to change, they just want to grasp for. See, the devil was the one that grasped. Jesus surrendered. He made himself of no reputation. But the devil was grasping. I will be like. So right away, understand that principle is of the devil. When you just want power, when you're just hungry, when you can't. Harness that insatiable appetite for power. You get in that position and you don't bear the character, you will do more harm to the body of Christ. See, the ones in the world, they exercise authority over them. They call them benefactors. The Lord said, this shall not be like in my kingdom, but let the greatest be the least. You want true greatness? Humble yourself greatly. Somebody say amen back here. I got an amen over there? Okay. You'll give me the amens when we talk about character building. We're talking about true rulership. Because see, anybody through their skill set, through their personality, can gain a measure of influence, but that can only take you so far, and you won't have kingdom results. You'll have personality results. You'll have a personality thing going on, a cult. As long as you keep the people laughing, you keep their ears tickled. Or it's just, you know, six verses in a poem. But when we talk about kingdom rulership, let's get into this. Let's go to Revelation chapter 11. Because there's a progression. And many of us that have been around for any length of time, we understand there's a progression. Some younger people, they want to dive right into stuff. And I understand your zeal. Zeal is good, but zeal without knowledge is not good. So one of the hardest things to tell any of us, and you would agree when you were young, was to be patient. What? What's patience? Patience. What that mean? Right? Tell the truth. Make the devil a lie. We weren't patient. See, patience comes through tribulation. When you don't have enough patience, you ain't had enough trouble. Let's tell it like it is. You've not been through enough opposition. You've had too many things your way, but you haven't learned the way of patience. Patience, James calls it a her. He doesn't call it it. He calls it a her. Let patience have her, not patience have it. So there's a feminine characteristic to it. What do we mean? Patience is a responder. Patience ain't gonna make you be patient. You gotta humble yourself and patience will respond to you. That's why you gotta let her have her perfect work. Some people think they're patient going through and they fussing everybody out. I'm just waiting on God. You ain't waiting on God. You beating everybody up. You letting the flesh have a heyday. In other words, when you come through that trouble, which is temporary, you're going to be the same way as when you went into it. And so you will not have grown or gained in the kingdom realm. And that's the pitfall and the snare of so many. They think just because it's over, they've grown. That doesn't because you learned a verse. Thank God, you know, learn verses, but become the verses. You ought to be able to stand up and tell somebody, because you went through it, I can tell you about it. Because you've become that. Patience, you let her have her perfect work. So Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Let's start here. We're talking about authority, kingdom rulers. It says here, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Okay, the kingdoms, the ultimate destiny of this planet is that all the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ, where we, along with he, will rule. All right? Now, this is based upon the amount of territory or dominion that one has gained. Now, again, the basis of what we're talking about here is not by force or... Remember, we talked Wednesday night about how the dominion that we're talking about is a dominion that we gain through our obedience to Christ. So the dominion is a fruit of our obedience. It's not us being more outwitting someone or controlling someone or oppressing someone. That's witchcraft. You want to rule, so you intimidate. You know, you talk against, so you undermine. That's of the devil, that's flesh, and that is of the kingdom of this world. If we want to establish the kingdom of God, you got to understand all that we inherit, all that we rule in, is a fruit of our obedience to Christ. In other words, I'm not looking to try to mind control you. You know, show you some images up here, and you have some images going on in the background while I'm preaching, and it's telling everybody to give $1,000 in the offering. I feel like we ought to give $1,000 this morning. people work on your mind. See what's going on in the world right now is a psyop. It's working on people's mind. That's exactly what's going on right now, and people are being led like sheep to a slaughter. I saw a commercial last night. Don't watch much TV. I saw a commercial last night, and it's like the lockstep. Everything is trying to push people toward a narrative. You need to truly be in the Spirit of God and following the Spirit of God to find resistance to just being succumbed to, or succumbing to, I'm going to say, a government that does not have your interests in mind. It does not have your best. And people think it's, you know, over time, people just kind of settle and say, oh, well, it's not so bad. And that's just how the devil would have it to be. It's like the frog in the pot of water. Put it on low, so he doesn't notice. It's warming up. Oh, this is feeling good. Got the stimulus. You know, everything is well. You know, hey. This ain't so bad. I can live with this. Then it starts getting a little warm. You want to try to hop out of there, and it's too late. Then it started to boil, and frog legs, huh? Now, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. It's based upon the amount of territory or dominion that one has gained. Understand this. When Adam was given dominion, we must always go to the book of beginnings, the law of first reference. They were never told to fight the devil. Even though God knew he was out there, their eyes were to be focused on the light. Adam, extend the garden. Enlarge the garden. Increase the garden. Stay in the light. Expand the light until the whole earth is full. Until the whole universe is full of this light. But the enemy got in there. We know the story, and lied and connived and usurped, and they yielded to it and threw everything into chaos. But Jesus came and restored everything. So everything is restored right now. And the problem that we have sometimes, we're trying to get stuff we already got. Okay? So let me say it again. When we talk about the kingdoms of this world becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of the Christ, it's based upon the amount of territory and dominion that has been gained. Now, when we talk about that, we're not just necessarily talking about St. Lucie County, Indian River County, you know it. In Jesus' name. Martin County, Okeechobee, all of them. Well, those are physical territories. But what we must first look at, if we're going to truly be kingdom rulers, we must first look at the spiritual aspect. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.